Okay, so what does my cell phone and my calendar have in common? Tibetchi. They can tell you the day. What else do they do?
You can both read them.
I can read them both. Thank you, Declan. I can. What else do they do? Yeah, Uza? They what? They use numbers. What do you think I do, though, most when I look at my calendar and I check my cell phone? What am I looking for? Yeah, Uza? Yeah, what am I supposed to do that day? They help me keep track of time, of where I should be and who I should be with. So I use them a lot. Now, what's prayer? Oh, come on. All of you should be fighting each other. Get your hands up in the air. You know what prayer is.
Talking to God.
What else is it?
When
you ask God questions. And also, what's really important about prayer? To listen, to hear what God wants to say to you. Yeah, Uza? They do. They keep track of time, and they both help me keep track of the times I need to be at church and the times I should pray. And I wanted to let you know that because even Jesus would schedule time to go and pray. And that's one of the parts of our gospel, is that Jesus, after this big, huge day of healing people and being with people, he went away to be by himself, and he prayed. And everybody was wondering where he was, and so they went and hunted for him because it's like, where's Jesus? And he's like, I'm praying. So do you guys schedule time to go pray? You don't? But I think you have a habit. You do. What's your schedule time to pray?
Right before bed.
Right before bed. Who else? I'm sorry, go on.
And dinner.
Before you eat dinner, okay. Before bed. What about you guys?
Church.
At church you pray. When else do you pray? At nighttime, yeah? Before you eat dinner? Okay, so a lot of us pray before dinner to thank God for what?
Our food,
and we pray before night. We go to bed to thank God for what? The whole day. But sometimes it's really good just to go away and be quiet and see what God has to say to you. Have you ever done that, where you're just quiet? Yep. Okay, Jesus does it all the time. So if you guys don't remember, you can put it on your calendar. I even have an alert that goes off on my phone because I need to be reminded sometimes. Yes, Uza? Yeah, it can. It tells me what day it is. Oh, I pray all the time, every day. But it also, this particular calendar tells me certain things to pray for because it's from the church. So yeah, it does. It works. It tells me when to pray. I do that. Like you guys remember to pray at dinner at nighttime. That's what it does for me.
Well,
because I write on it. The calendar helps me because I write on it like I write in my calendar on my phone. Okay? You know, how about after church? I'll show it to you. What do you think I write? Time to pray. Yeah. I even have an alarm that goes off that reminds me, get up, time to pray. Otherwise, I get so distracted. Okay, so let's get together and pray a little bit so you guys can go off to Sunday school and we can start our worship. Okay, so come on over, guys. Let's see. So we need to pray for reminders maybe. Okay, because you guys are all good. Going to bed and eating. When's another time that you guys could all think that you could pray? In church. You know what I used to have to do when I was a kid to remind myself? I prayed while I brushed my teeth in the morning. What do you think? Yeah, okay, maybe you could try that. Well, let's put our hands out for our prayer together. Stretch. All right, dear God, we ask that you give us reminders to remember to pray to you, to thank you, and often to be quiet to hear what you want to say to us. This morning, we thank you for all that we have, and we thank you for being able to pray and to love you. We say this in your holy name. What do we say?
Amen.
Oh, that was so quiet. What do we say?
Amen.
That sounds like it. All right, you guys. See you after Sunday school. Thank you.